Welcome to our podcast series, Let's Talk Emerging Technologies. In this series, we have a conversation with an expert to understand how novel technologies are impacting and transforming our society. Today, it's our fifth episode, and we delve into the world of digital twin technologies. So I have with me Dr. Peter Shaw, who is an expert in digital twins. Peter has more than 30 years of experience of advancing science and technology in computational science and engineering. He worked in academy and industry, driving advanced research, technology, and innovation. He solved industrial and societal problems using mathematical modeling and simulation to high-performance computing, cloud computing, big data, artificial intelligence, industrial and societal digital twins. Hello, Peter Shaw. It's a real pleasure to have you here today with us. Can you please shortly introduce yourself and your work?
Sure, my pleasure. Hello, I'm a technologist, PhD in computational science and engineering, worked in mathematical modeling and simulation to high-performance computing, to cloud computing, to AI, to industrial and societal digital twins.
Thank you. Can you now provide a brief explanation of what a digital twin is and its significance in various industries?
A digital twin is the connection between the physical world and the virtual world, and the data flow between them. An example use of a digital twin is in Formula One racing car, the physical car and the virtual car. Sensor data from the car to the digital model for real-time monitoring and analysis. The results are fed back to the car, such as adjustments in aerodynamic, engines, and operational setting during the race. The data flow continuously, monitor and improve the car performance and adapting to the racing situation. After the race, the captured data are analyzed by the design, race, and other teams to understand the car data to improve the design and operation for the next race. Similarly, Tesla employs a digital twin for every electric car to provide optimized battery utilization, performance, software update, and other offerings.
Can you now tell us how digital twins are transforming traditional manufacturing processes, and what are some successful examples of their implementation?
Today, digital twins are an indispensable part of design, engineering, and manufacturing, from concept to fabrication, to maintenance, to revision, to recycling, the entire product lifecycle. This lifecycle management is also being leveraged by megacities and nations in planning, development, and running complex facilities and assets for citizens.
And now, can you tell us some challenges or limitations associated to implementing digital twins?
Digital twin is a platform for digital transformation and can encompass all the technologies, past, present, and future to process the data. Thus, some of the challenges are data quality, garbage in, garbage out, trust, security, and traceability. Another is connecting digital twins in a dynamic way for enterprises to collaborate between organizations and nations, needing the standards, trust, and governance.
And now to finalize, are there any ethical considerations or concerns related to the use of digital twins, particularly regarding data privacy or security?
Yes. Societal digital twin comes to mind with AI machine learning for data processing and analysis. This is not specific to digital twin, but to the wider digital technology for society and government on the data and tools for learning and processing. From the history of past technology, there will be bad actors. It is how we put appropriate safeguards in place to mitigate these risks. We all have a part to play to what that should be.
Thank you very much, Peter Shaw. It was a real pleasure to have you here talking with us. Let me thank you for sharing your insights. They really provide a good reflection around this topic of digital twins. Don't miss our next podcast on cybersecurity. And meanwhile, stay tuned on Forging Activities through our website and social media.